Welcome back, WNST, Taps of Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into AF and NFC Championship Week around here for you sports fans. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour over at State Fair on Friday. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have a handful of holiday cash drops to give away. They're getting into the 50th anniversary in the old wishbone, which I'm appreciative of. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. Even a better deal than I got. 0% financing for 5 years. Can you do better than 0% financing, Leonard Raskin? You can't do better than zero,
well,
can you?
You, if it's real, you can't.
Okay, fair enough.
If it's real, sometimes you got to look behind the curtain there, because they raise the price and give you 0%. And if you finance it
yourself. My
friends
at Window Nation don't do that. But
no,
maybe.
Well,
I know,
look,
but I know. You know what it reminds
I'm
me
talking
of?
Real 0%.
Okay, so this
if
reminds
me. If
it's
real 0%, then there ain't nothing better.
It reminds me of, like, and this is no knock on my friends at Wise Markets, right? But some
right.
of these ice cream manufacturers and packaging cereal, you know, it started as 18 ounces, and then it went to 16, and then it's 14.9.
That's called shrinkflation.
All right, that's a different thing.
That's a different thing. The 0% thing is like this. So let's just use a car for an example and not our friends at Window Nation.
Okay.
Let's say that a car from Joe's Car and Grill.
Okay.
They're selling the car for 10 grand.
Okay.
And they tell you 0%.
Okay.
But if you went out and got your own financing at a bank or a credit union, something like that, the price might be 9,000. If you negotiated your best deal and you financed it yourself. And so what happens is they effectively throw the financing in the price. So the fact that you could buy the item cheaper if you paid interest, then you can really compare what the real interest rate is on a 0% deal. But if you're getting a 0% deal, buy two, get two free, all in, and the regular price is the regular price, there ain't nothing finer than that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I bought it, buy two, get two free, and I thought I had a great deal. I mean, I don't want to disgusting, but I had 15 windows. I mean, I had serious windows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
lots
it,
of windows.
You know, it had zeros at the end. This was not
right,
like
right.
$2.99, one window, one pane. Like, I got real windows. I was very pleased with it. But this whole, like, I didn't get 0%. I didn't get 60 months. So this is, you know, it's a better deal than I got. That's all I know. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. I'm wearing the shirt. He is all things finance to make sure that zero means zero. He's there
zero
for you.
Means zero. That's right. On the end of Lamar's contract, zero means zero.
All right. So this is where I want to give this to you, okay?
Yep.
And I just want to say, in the modern era, now that there is social media, because this is my 25th year of owning NST. It's my 32nd year on the radio. And every once in a while, I would get a phone call with some jackwagon that would say something so outlandish, and it didn't make any sense. And maybe they weren't that sophisticated or all that college educated, or they didn't, you know, understand finances the way you do or whatever. That was one thing. But then in the modern era now, in social media, I get to see what every single person thinks of the John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta press conference on Thursday. And I found it unbelievable. Like, just the fact that Jameson Hensley standing there with his mic flag on ESPN saying, well, the Ravens are bringing Lamar back. They're fully committed to Lamar. They're fully committed to Lamar. And I'm thinking to myself, that's if you believe what they said on Thursday.
Seattle was fully committed to Russ Wilson until they traded him.
Well, let's talk
Jerry
about
Jones. Jerry Jones is fully committed to everybody till he fires him.
that's where I want to get in on this.
The kiss
as
of
far
death,
as
right?
The level of,
the
and Luke always says this, the level of sophistication for your fandom is where you want it to be. If you like pink jerseys and Todd Heap and you like drinking beer and tailgating, you didn't even understand the rules, you could still have fun with the Ravens, right? For those of us who really don't wear purple underwear and have Lamar Jackson's quilt above our bed and the number 8, and he's here forever and we're going to give him a statue, and he's only won one playoff, like all of that, for business and for finance and reality, you're a really sophisticated human sports fan. You are. What do you make of where, when you and I get together and get a beer and a crab cake, what are you going to say about what's going to happen? What is your Leonard Raskin $250 million crystal ball say about words, deeds, actions, contracts, and negotiations over the next 8 weeks? Because this is going to be illuminating.
Right. I say, first of all, there was some stories this past weekend about how much they offered Lamar. I'm sure you saw those. 113, 130 guaranteed of 250. And I remember during the season, early in the season, he was at a post game and somebody said, "Hey, we heard you turned down 230 guaranteed." And he said, "230 guaranteed? No, no, no." In other words, that offer was never on the table. So if I'm him and they offered me 130 guaranteed, I might be offended and I might want to leave. You know, that would be, to me, that would be damaging to their brand. And who, somebody put that out this weekend that inside sources.
Well, that would
sources,
be him putting it out. Now he's on offense, right?
You know what I'm saying? Right. Inside sources with knowledge of the contract here. So somebody knew.
Leonard, it's almost like professional wrestling at this point. We're like, anybody can be an NFL fan. Anybody can have an opinion. You don't really need to know anything. And much like Dan Connolly said to John Angelos last week, "I do this professionally, pal. Don't insult me." You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been here
right.
doing this. So people look to me and they say, but John said they're going to, and Eric,
so
Eric
what?
Was scribbling.
So
Eric
what?
Couldn't even look up. His
he
body
was writing the whole time. He was writing the whole time. It was very weird. He was writing something, leaning down, writing something the whole time. Look, you know they're not going to negotiate in public, but they're going to put their best foot forward. They got to keep the fans happy. They got to keep the tickets coming. They got to get everybody to pay their bills. And they're still going to do that. And they may still believe that he's going to be here. And I hope he's going to be here. I don't know who they're going to get and what they're going to do if not, except – you started by getting rid of your offensive coordinator. So the game plan for Lamar's game is gone. You bring in a new offensive coordinator and a new quarterback. I don't know who you get. There's some garbage out there that I wouldn't want. I can tell you that. And I don't know who they're looking at.
That means new terminology. That means a lot of homework.
That means everything. Everything. And I'm saying, I don't know who they're going to get, either offensive coordinator or quarterback. They're not in a position to draft a high quarterback. I don't know who's high quarterback coming. They're not in the position to get that. That's the Bears.
No,
and
the
Houston.
Deal would be is they would deal into the top 10 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, but who are they going to get?
This situation, well, whoever's coming out of the draft, right? I mean,
CJ Stroud.
There say that go. Again.
CJ Stroud right there.
Well, I know you love you some Buckeyes, you know. He's not the number one quarterback, but yes.
He's close. He's close.
I'm asking you because you run in professional circles with people who buy club seats and regular people and you're out mingling.
Yes.
They did a great job of selling people Thursday to make me a fool for saying, "I think he'll be dealt." That's what I think. When you ask me my professional opinion on this, based on what I've seen emanating out of the building.
Tagged and traded.
Correct.
And I think it would be a terrible thing for their brand locally to do it. And they would have a couple years to overcome. They would have to overcome that quickly, because with him on the team and the team they've got, they're clearly set up to run the playoffs. They're clearly set up to win. And they're going to have to start all over with somebody else, with a new offensive coordinator, with a new quarterback, with a lot of unhappy local. Although, you know, they've also tarnished his brand. It's kind of, what is it, arbitration, right? When you go to arbitration, the team has to tell you how bad you are. You have to tell them how great you are.
But at least your agent sits in there. Scott Boras is in there between you and them.
Right,
fighting,
right. But it's in this case, it's Lamar is Lamar Lamar.
You brought up the greatest point ever last week, and I've brought it up three times since then. You said to me, "All right, so they say to Lamar, go make your best deal." Does Lamar get on the phone with Stephen Ross and the general manager of the Dolphins? Like, how does Lamar even orchestrate this? While
he does.
Allegedly is working out in March all day long, throwing footballs, doing all the things, rehabbing the leg that's
he's chosen to do it all.
Right?
He's chosen to do it all, and he's going to have to prove that he can do it all. And it might be just as easy. It could be, you know, look, it could be just as easy as Joe Cool Burrow gets a big, big contract from the Bungles and puts the Ravens on the hot seat. And Lamar's got Houston. I think Tampa, the Jets, somebody's going to be willing to write him that big check. And I think him getting on the phone, he's been negotiating apparently with the Ravens for over a year. So he knows what he wants.
133, that's not close for him.
No, I don't think that's close at all. 180, 200, got to be in that range. He's got to get Russell Wilson. He's got to get Kyler Murray money. If they're offering him less guaranteed than Kyler Murray got with the Cardinals, he'd be a fool to take it. Because there's other teams, Houston, the Jets, Tampa, that will all pay him that much.
All the more reason, I really believe that he has played his last snap here. I think he had that opportunity to come back. He says he wasn't well enough. I think just the fact that there's a seed of doubt in anybody's mind as to how injured he was when they were out telling the NFL Network people and telling everybody he was going to play or he would be ready to play.
Yeah,
all of this to me, it's been caustic. You know what I mean? Like literally.
Yeah.
And I think it's been toxic. And I think based on that press conference on Thursday where everybody came out and kumbaya and Eric DaCosta couldn't even look up because he likes being honest, Eric DaCosta. He really does. He likes being honest.
Yeah.
I thought the whole thing, and I use this word, you ready? Because I know you're a theater guy because your wife's a theater gal.
I
saw My Fair Lady last week down at the Hippodrome with my dear friend Calvin Staley.
Yeah, my wife
will be
said
with
it
us
was
at Drug
fantastic.
City on March 3rd,
said it
by
was
the
fantastic.
Way. Fantastic.
I missed it. I was out of town for that one.
I'm going to channel my Henry Higgins, my Colonel Pickering, and my Eliza Doolittle right now. But never my Freddie. And I would say it's poppycock. I would say the Thursday press conference was
theater.
Poppycock.
It was theater.
It was theater, yes.
It very well could have been, and that's their job. And so now it's in the public. If they gave him 130, 33, whatever, I think he's in a position to say you're crazy. And to your point about negotiating and working out, I go back to he's been negotiating for a year, and he knows how to do it if he's doing it. And as soon as Joe Burrow signs his new contract.
Well, it's worked out really well for him so far, right? Like
so far.
So far. But he's never stepping on the field under a franchise tag. Anybody that thinks that's happening and he's going to show up, he's going to show up the way he showed up
day
in Cincinnati
one.
last Sunday.
He's not going to show up. He may show up day one of the season, but I don't know. He won't be there for anything else. And that would be. You know, that would be a negotiating tactic. They'd have to run that up the pole, see where it goes. It's a lot of money. Look, we're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about quarter billions of dollars. It's just silly, isn't it? When you think about it, go back to the day when Orioles and Colts had to have an off-season job to survive. And everybody said, well, that was the community. They were in the community because they played, and then they went to their job. And they went to their job because they had to eat. And now we're talking about the difference between $130 and $200 million.
Well, Lamar's job in March isn't negotiating. His job is to be ready to go play and earn $50 million a year and be ready.
I get it.
By the way, and Leonard.
But he only has to be ready. He has to be ready for any owner that's willing to write him that check. And who's the guy with the Jets that said, all we need is a great quarterback and I'm ready to pay him?
I recently found your investments, by the way. Leonard Raskin is Raskin Global. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. He helps you invest your money, be smart about your money, stay away from the tax man, but without being awry and making sure that things are in line so that you can go live your best life. And hopefully when the weather gets really bad, go do something better than I'm doing. I saw Bruce Posner's playing golf in Boca on Monday, so I think he's got it better than me on Monday morning. But Leonard, you know, this is where watching football all weekend long, and knowing Lamar's limitations and capabilities, right? All the way around, and the team and franchises, and the fact that the Eagles are playing a championship game again in a couple of days right up the street, right?
How about that?
The 49ers are doing this with a third string quarterback. Mr. Irrelevant. My mom's favorite word at the end of her life was she'd see something, she'd say, "That's Purdy. That's Purdy." So we sort of root for this Purdy guy. And then, of course, on the other side, there's watching Josh Allen get embarrassed first by the play in the snow and the team and their will. And then Stephon Diggs the fact that Joe Burrow is really good, the fact that Patrick Mahomes played hurt and really good, and Burrow played hurt too. Like, watching these guys and thinking, all right, Lamar, here's your $222 million, get whatever it is,
yep,
and you're going to come play now. Are we going to beat these guys in January back-to-back-to-back-to-back with Lamar? I'm wondering, with a banged-up Lamar Jackson in January.
No. Healthy, yes. Look, if I mean, Tyler Huntley, okay, almost beat the Bengals in Cincinnati. He lost by a foot on a bad play. A foot. They had Cincinnati on the ropes. They were beating them up. The defense was strong. The offense was capable with Tyler Huntley and no wide receiver. You get Lamar healthy, one wide receiver top to go with what they have. And I think you got a team that can win. I really do believe that. From, again, fans' perspective and looking around the league, who does Joe Burrow have? He's got Chase and a couple running backs. And because he's got Chase, he can throw the ball wherever he wants because he's either catching it or he's a decoy for it. The Niners, man, they're a package right there. They got McCaffrey playing great ball. They got their tight end.
Kittle's doing it, yeah.
Kittle, what a nut job, but how good is he? He's hysterical, but catching everything. The kid's got a receiver or two. And somehow Mr. Irrelevant has become very relevant to that franchise because the owners, we know the owners there don't like Jimmy G, but they put up with him and all he does is win, and they put up with winning. It's funny, but this kid probably is really cheap. Purdy's probably costing him like $1.50. We're talking about $200 million for Lamar. What's Purdy costing him? League minimum, $1 million or something?
If he goes in and steals the Eagles' lunch money on Sunday, that would be
Oh, my. If this kid goes to the Super Bowl, he's getting paid 45 cents. For
game manager. Game, like Nick Foles, right? Literally, right?
But he's actually putting points up. He's not just managing. He's actually playing good ball.
I agree with you, but it's hard to like him going into Philadelphia for a championship game. But I think it's been hard to like him the last 7 weeks, and all he keeps doing is winning. And
7-0.
We're on some sort of weird Kurt Warner story here again all of a sudden, right?
Look, you know, hey, he believes that's what you have to have. He believes. And a lot can come from that. You look at some of these top guys, man, I don't like Burrow. I just don't like him. I told you that before. I think he's cocky. I don't mind ego. I don't mind what's the word?
Bravado?
I don't mind bravado, confidence. I love confidence. I don't like arrogant. And he comes off to me as arrogant. You know, a little too high for his britches. But then again, let's face it. Kid went to LSU and won a national championship. Comes in the NFL and after being hurt is going to the Super Bowl. So he's got it there. He's just got to calm himself down.
Was not going to Super Bowl yet. Opinion. Patrick Mahomes.
Last year. I'm saying last year, you know, got himself to a Super Bowl. Yeah, Mahomes is not going to be happy about losing. He hasn't beat Burrow yet. He hasn't beat the kid yet.
Well, and he's not going to do it at 100% this week either. I mean, Mahomes is going to be really, really sore after what we saw there and getting back out on the field this week. It's a great week
but
for football.
But at least his is a sprain and not a break. What's his name for Dallas there? I hear he broke his ankle.
Just awful injuries. We saw every weekend, and guys getting rolled up on in the snow. And I even saw one guy. Somebody apologized to another player at the end, tripped him up. Maybe it was Burrow at the end of the game. I think it was Shaq Lawson apologized to Burrow, said, "Hey, I'm sorry, man. I came up underneath." And Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Globe. Tell me what you do or attempt to do for people like me here is we're into a new year and I have investments, but you do more than investments.
Absolutely. We do insurance. We do investments. We do tax planning. We do estate planning. We do everything money. Our goal is to help people understand what the government and the financial institutions are telling you to do with your money and why you shouldn't listen. So it's kind of like the poppycock. It's theater. Everything that you hear out there, we don't have to look too far. You know, one of the things I've had people ask me about, we haven't talked about this ever here, is whether or not they should put money away in a 529 plan for their kids' education. And I tell people that that's not really a great idea, that you shouldn't do 529 plans for kids' college. And lo and behold, we see a lot of Maryland parents locked out of their 529 plan money. Their kids are in college. They can't get to their accounts.
Whoa. How is this possible?
That's the question. How is it possible? The head trustee of the plan just resigned last week. It's possible because somebody screwed something up and a computer doesn't know who you are. And now your money's missing. Some money is missing somewhere that wasn't what it was supposed to be. And people are putting their kids through college and having to find money to pay Johnny's tuition because Johnny's 529 plan isn't where it's supposed to be. So my point is this. We look at what you're told to do by the government, by the financial institutions, and we help you understand that that's not the best thing to do, and how you do create wealth and how you do live your American dream financially and get to that retirement and educate those kids and protect your wealth the way you should. You know, one of the worst things for me in 36 years of being in business is somebody passes or somebody gets sick, somebody gets hurt, disabled, and you see they or their family set up a GoFundMe page to pay for the kids' college, to pay for the house, to do whatever, when a little bit of money spent on an insurance policy or two would have protected all of that. And people just don't want that. They want to invest. They want to get rich. They don't want to be safe, because safety suddenly in our world has a not good connotation. But I can tell you this.
It's not sexy, right?
Yeah, right. And I'll give you a statistic. And you got to hear this clear. People don't hear this. I say it all the time. It's a line I picked up from a friend of mine in New York who's brilliant. I heard him say this 25 years ago, and it's just brilliant. The people that we work with would rather have 95% of the result they hoped for with 100% certainty that it will work versus a 50-50 shot at 100% of what they hoped for. And too many people are playing 50-50 shots for 100%. And then something happens and they have to set up a GoFundMe page because they didn't tear off 2% or 3% to protect the what if, the what could have happened. And as crazy as commercials on TV are, you know, one of my favorites, I hate it and I love it, is the Allstate commercial with the dude, the mayhem dude.
Right.
It's stupid. It's silly. They're dumb. To me, they're patronizing. They're horrible. But they explain to people that stuff happens and you better have insurance to take care of it.
and it's an effective ad campaign from that.
Absolutely.
Standpoint.
Otherwise, they wouldn't keep running it.
Everybody knows somebody that had something like that bad happen, right?
There's
Everybody
a great commercial that you and I might see that many other people won't see, for Mass Mutual Life Insurance Company with Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom. Have you seen that commercial?
I have not seen that one.
It's outstanding. So it opens with Alex sitting on the couch eating a bowl of cereal. And then the screenshot widens out a little bit and Nicky Backstrom's sitting next to him. And for those of you that don't know hockey, they're the dynamic duo for the Capitals.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the dynamic duo for the Capitals, scoring all the goals, bringing home the championship, all that. And then Alex's wife walks into the scene, and she says, "How come Nicky's here?" And it's a picture, and they're talking about insurance, and he said, I have life insurance so that if I die, Nicky will be okay, because why won't he be okay? Well, who will he pass to, and who will get his next contract, and who will make him all that money if I die? So talking about key person insurance, that if Alex dies, Nick needs to be paid. And then she says, well, why is he here every day for breakfast? It's just cute. But the fact is, it gets a point across that businesses have key people, and you need to ensure those key people that if they're lost, you don't lose your company, or a spouse who dies and you lose income or get sick and can't work and you lose income. How do you make up for that? And this is what insurance does. And so we're about protecting people. We're about helping people grow their wealth. We're about helping people keep and enjoy their wealth and then understand how to transfer it, because none of us are getting out of here alive. So how to transfer that wealth and make sure it goes to who we want, how we want, without, again, the government's hands getting in there and taking it. So that's
what
we're about.
Your old buddy Bruce Boudreau got fired. I hope he has, you know, I hope he is taking care of his financial responsibilities. You know, Bruce Boudreau's name comes up a lot in my world, and it came up last week, and you and I have brought it up over hockey.
Yeah.
He was on the ice the first game I ever covered that I had a press pass. Talking about, I had my press pass taken away by Chad Steele. First press pass I ever had was at the Baltimore
Skipjacks, Clippers,
right? Skipjacks. He was a skipjack. He was on Tomo Ryako's team.
Absolutely.
Now, fast forward. That was 1984. 2003, it'll be 20 years next week, February 8th, 2003. I went to a hockey game in Manchester, New Hampshire to see the Manchester Monarchs play. And and he was the head coach of the Manchester Monarchs.
He had a great AHL career.
My wife was a season ticket holder with a front row seat at the hockey games, and I met my wife that night, and we went out for a drink afterward to the team party, and
Bruce
was there, and we both said hello to Bruce. We might even have taken a picture of Bruce. I don't know if we had cameras on us at that
time.
But nonetheless, so I know you have an affinity for Bruce, and I just love his colorful language.
That's great. What I love. So. Absolutely. He's great. He's flowery. He's fantastic, and he most recently took over late last year, a Vancouver team that was in the dumps and playing really bad hockey. And he took over there. They brought him back this year. He did a really good job. The locker room loves him. The fans love him. And the team was going through a rough patch. I think they lost 8 or 9 in a row. And the writing was on the wall. They needed somebody new in the locker room. So Bruce was the fall guy. But one of the things they started doing in Vancouver that I'd never seen for him anywhere else, they start this chant, Bruce, there it is. Bruce, there it is. So during his coaching, they would chant that. And when they knew he was going to be fired this past weekend, the whole crowd was doing it. He was bawling behind the bench. He was bawling. The whole crowd was chanting, and he was crying. Then after the game, he thanked the crowd and went off. And then they hired Rick Tocchet, who I think is now on his 10th reiteration of head coaching. Whatever.
By the way, Rick Tocchet, I mean, I saw Rick Tocchet play for the Hershey Bears. I covered him in a locker room when I was 16, 1985. Like, the whole deal, Rick Tocchet going and playing up for the Pittsburgh Penguins, yins and
outs. He had the big mullet going. He was a big mullet goer.
Winning the cup.
Now he's bald.
He was a fighter. And he was a serious he was a natural enemy of all Capitals fans in any jersey he was ever in, Rick Tocchet.
Flyers, Pittsburgh, wherever.
And then he ran the team with Gretzky out in Arizona, right?
That's right. And most recently, he coached for them. And then most recently, he's on TNT doing the in-game, not in-game, the intermission show and the pregame.
Did he have a scandal, too? Did he have he had a gambling scandal. Yes,
it could be.
2006, yes.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of something. But he's most recently been on TV with Gretzky in the pregame, intermission, postgame, TNT stuff. And they plucked him out of the studio, and he's going back behind the bench. So
I see Gretzky with this funny hair and these sweaters. He looks like Father Knows Best, Wayne Gretzky.
It's very funny to see Gretzky these days. He's put on a pound or three. He's Mr. Conservative. But I'll tell you what, he loves Ovechkin. And he says he's going to be there the week of and the week when Ovechkin breaks his all-time goal record, which should happen in 2 seasons probably, given his current rate of goal scoring, assuming he stays healthy.
Can the Capitals win a cup this year? No, no.
They could.
Nah.
They could. Oh, no, they could. Okay. The window's closing. So they could. They brought some good other talent in. The trade deadline's coming up. They could pick a player or two. They got to get John Carlson back. He means a lot to the team. Defense, he's been hurt. He means a lot to the team. But I think they have a shot. They have good goaltending this year. So that's the big thing. You got good goaltending and some goal scorers. You can win anything.
Hockey season. You know, when Leonard's talking hockey, it means football's almost
football's
over.
Football's over.
Dude, I didn't
football's
even
over.
Listen, next week, I didn't want to blindside. Did you see the John Angelos video?
I did not. I did
That's
not.
Why I didn't bring it up. Your homework? I'm giving you homework. You
yeah,
give me
sure.
homework at Rasmus.
You got
blah, blah.
It.
You
got
always
it.
Give me homework as your client. I always have homework. Right. I'm giving you homework. You have 4.5 minutes to go watch John Angelos berate Dan Connolly, all right?
I will. I'll do it.
All right, we'll talk about stadium Absolutely. Money next week. Leonard Raskin is Raskin Global. He helps you find the American dream. He is there for you. Go to RaskinGlobal.com. It's a whole series of education. But more than that, local, right here in the Cockeysville, Hunt Valley area. Always there to take care of you. Always phone call away as well. And always on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call them Wise Conversations. We call it BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.